Blog Talk Radio.
Yellow desert screen. My shame relies.
Yeah, let me take you there, baby. Well, you are here with Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's Wednesday night. I'm taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I got to clear my throat. I'm going to take some calls in just a second. I need to clear my throat. I'll be back.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay back here with you. Apologize. I just hacked up a lung there during that song, but it had to be done. Let's go to the phones. Caller number one, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey. Who's this?
This is Bristol.
Oh, come on. Come up with a better name.
This is Aaron.
Ooh, hey, Aaron.
Hey.
How you doing, babe? Nothing. Everything's much better now that you're here.
Awesome. Sorry, I couldn't think of a better name. I'm just like, God.
You know what, Callie, you're great for just if we ever have a caller on the line and we start talking about some chick that's in the tabloids, like say like a Britney Spears or something, we can just go, oh, hey, we have Britney on the line right now. Hey, Britney. And it'll just be you, just in your regular voice.
Nice. I'm up for it, man.
Oh, hey, Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera is going to be on the program tomorrow. You should call in tomorrow and be Christina Aguilera.
Well, just to say, Christina, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I haven't heard any media outlets say this until after I said it on Twitter. I just want to say that I posted on Twitter that I thought Christina Aguilera was pregnant. And then I saw on AOL News that she looks pregnant or whatever. She looks a hot mess on Dancing with the Stars, and she looks a hot mess doing the whole burlesque media tour. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm just staying. But.
Okay. Fair enough. Got another caller here who's from the Milltown. Let's see if I can unmute. 414, you're on the air.
What's going down, Vince?
VMAC. I knew it was VMAC.
Hey.
Hey, what up? Aaron.
Bro, VMAC, I took a fat rip of some Super Silver Haze. And I've been hacking for the last 10 minutes. I can't even do my show right now. I put on a long Led Zeppelin song, thinking I have had plenty of time to choke one down. No way, dude.
Man, I know, and that song was long, too.
That's Kashmir, like a 9-minute song, dude.
Yeah.
So what's up with you, man? What's new?
Man, nothing much. Nothing much. Same old.
Yeah.
It's cold down here, that's all.
Yeah.
I need to be in some warm climate. Sup, it went up.
Whoa. I was cold this weekend. I spent last couple days up way up north. Very wet and very cold up there.
Like
wet
like
and cold.
Like a female cadaver greased up with KY, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say either that or my ex-girlfriend.
There you go.
Oh, I dated a girl like that. Callie, you don't... Sorry. What was your name again? Brittany? What were we going to call you today?
Aaron,
yes.
Aaron Andrews.
All right.
I forgot to tell you, VMAC, we have Aaron Andrews guest hosting with us tonight on the program.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Aaron?
Mr. and Mrs. ESPN, all right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Callie, from now on, Callie, you have to call in and you just have to make up a different chick that who you are every time you call in. I just didn't do it really well this time. Okay,
Aaron Andrews. When you become Christina Aguilera, I have a few choice words for you. I'm pissed that you stopped doing R&B, and when you went on that weird shit, you lost a lot of fans.
What kind of weird shit is she doing?
What weird shit did I do?
You stopped doing R&B.
Are you talking about my last record, Bionic, where it's all, like, techno crap and it's all electronic and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that really didn't do very well. But one of my fans, Callie, she loved it. But, it didn't do very well. It didn't hit mainstream like I wanted it to. And then I had to break up with Jordan because, you know, I just had to break up with Jordan, my husband. And baby's daddy. And Burlesque. Did you go see Burlesque?
Hey, Christina, did you used to date Justin Timberlake?
I didn't used to date him, but we did hook up when we were on the Mickey Mouse Club. He kind of cheated on Britney with me. And
oh, yeah.
And then, like, when we did our tour,
mm-hmm.
Justify tour, we hooked up then.
Yeah. Now, does he have? Now, you know, he does those Saturday Night Live commercial thing, the Dick in the Box thing.
Yeah, now, he's kind of fucking Andy Samberg. Is that his name? Adam.
Yeah. Now, do you think Justin has a big enough cock to actually put a dick in a box? To actually have one of those box rest on his
cock? Average. Average.
Average. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter the size as long as you can work it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, we're here live with Christina Aguilera. She's promoting her new film. It's called Burlesque. Stars her and Cher. So tell us, how was it working with Cher?
It was amazing. Cher's phenomenal. You know, to work with, you know, such a legend like Cher, for me, was amazing.
Did you ever see her with...
Feel like 70?
What was
Did
that?
Go ahead, VMAC.
Isn't Cher like 70 years old?
I didn't ask the lady her age, but, you know, she still got it, you know. She's just working it. All that plastic surgery.
Now, did you get to see that up close? Did you see her without makeup on and stuff? Did it look weird? Or?
You know, it looks like, you know, anyone who would have plastic surgery, I guess. I haven't got plastic surgery yet.
Did you ever get to see her naked?
Maybe a couple times. In our trailer.
In your trailer? Wow.
Did you open your mouth?
Did I open my mouth?
Yeah, did you open your mouth when you seen
that? No. I played it off cool. I was like, hi, Cher. I'm Christina Aguilera. Nice to meet you. Big fan of you. I got you, babe.
That's right, folks. In case you're just joining us, we're here with Christina Aguilera. She's promoting her new film, Burlesque. Now, Christina, did you have to do any research for this? Did you actually have to go out to actual burlesque clubs and perform that sort of undercover to get the idea, or how'd that work for you?
Well, Vinny, you know, have you seen, you know, me since Genie in a Bottle? You know, Genie was like my, not so much coming out, but strip. I laid it down for everyone. You saw me strip. You saw everything about me, and you just, you know, it just wasn't really hard taking off my clothes and singing. I do it for a living.
Really? Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, you can take out the singing part. I know you shouldn't have been weird about taking your clothes off. Is it true when y'all was in a trailer, you and Cher did a couple of lines of coke?
Allegedly, maybe.
All right. We have another caller here. I'm going to let this person on the line. I think this might be Amy. Amy, is that you?
No, this is Cher.
Oh, Cher.
Oh,
hey.
My God. Cher. Hey, girl.
What's up?
Not much.
It's amazing. We have both stars of the upcoming film Burlesque right here with us, Cher and Christina Aguilera. Cher, we were just talking to Christina about you. Cher, why don't you give us some insight into how it was for you acting with this young talent in Christina Aguilera?
I have to say she did amazing. Showed me up big time.
Shucks.
Now this is actually cool. Cher loves to do this. I know Cher. Cher will call into. I've heard Cher on C-SPAN. Like, seriously, have you guys ever heard Cher on C-SPAN?
No.
Yeah.
I don't watch C-SPAN.
If you don't watch, well, that's okay, Christina. You know, you'll find out. Go to YouTube and search Cher C-SPAN, and she's notorious. She's called in, like, I don't know, maybe five or six. There's like a montage of Cher clips calling into C-SPAN. It's amazing.
Are you for real?
No, I'm serious. Yeah.
Oh, Cher, I'm very full of myself.
She's very active in politics, and she's got a she's very opinionated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was. I mean, she's always been very political, and so I mean, look at Sonny. Sonny was her, her husband. He went and was in Congress.
Yeah.
I think he was Republican, if I'm not mistaken. He was conservative. I'll have to double check that. We'll get our we'll get our producers on that.
allegedly, everything is allegedly.
Yeah, exactly. I could talk completely out of my asshole, and as long as I preface it with allegedly, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Everything here on Vince in the Bay, disorderly conduct, is allegedly. I'm allegedly, or Christina, allegedly Aguilera. So, all I gotta say.
Yeah. Well, if anybody out there wants to call in and has a question for Cher or Christina, we're going to open up the phone lines here at 347-826-7667. The movie is Burlesque, and the stars of that show are with us. Now, do you guys know, is this up for a Golden Globe, or do you think this is going to be like an Oscar thing, or what's the deal with this? This whole show.
I think I'm going to get an Oscar. I'm going to beat Britney Spears. I get an Oscar. Like, I beat her in the Grammys with, you know, Britney has been in, you know, a couple of movies, Crossroads. So, you know, I'm just going to say I'm going to throw it out there. You know, I'm the baddest bitch in pop today. So, you know, I'm going to get an Oscar.
Okay. Thanks, Christina. Appreciate that. That's great. I don't know what that meant, but we look forward to checking out Burlesque. It's coming to a theater near you. And the stars of that show are with us now, Cher and
yes.
Christina Aguilera. Now, Cher and Christina, do you guys both get naked in this film?
In the snow?
We do a line of snow.
Absolutely.
What was that?
They get naked in the snow and do a line of snow.
Better question is, are the two of you naked now?
Maybe.
Always.
Okay. Very good.
Well, the Rock says he's a better actor than both of you guys.
What?
Doesn't he go by Dwayne Johnson now? He's Dwayne now, dude. He's legit.
He went back to the Rock halfway when I saw the interview.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
he did.
Are you serious? He's back to the Rock.
Yeah, man.
Because he figured out he made better money as the Rock, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody wanted him to be Dwayne Johnson.
Only whenever one of the movies flops, he'll be back in the WWE.
I'm still holding out for Marky Mark reunion. I think
Marky
that's got to happen. Come on. I mean, New Kids on the Block came back. Everybody comes back. Marky Mark's got to come back.
Yeah, all of them will come back.
And I think
way better actor.
I think the hardest part though is getting back the Funky Bunch together. That's probably the hard part. Marky Mark's probably the easiest in the whole deal. Getting that whole Funky Bunch back together. Those guys are everywhere.
Don't get too short in a dangerous crew.
That's right. Speaking of too short, let's go into some of that right here and take a break. If you want to join us here on Disorderly Conduct, the number is 347-826-7667. We'll be right back with Christina Aguilera and Cher. We're talking about the film Burlesque. And we're going to go into it. Here's a track from the film, the soundtrack, right here on Disorderly Conduct. Call us, won't you?
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225
calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle.
Our guest here for the first hour here. Also, we have Cher from the film Burlesque coming to a movie theater near you, and quite possibly the film of the year. Both of these fine talented women get completely nude in this film, and they both, I believe they both have solo scenes where they pleasure themselves individually. And I think there's also a scene where you both perform 69, right? Am I mistaken?
Yeah.
So that's going to be a first in a film. That's going to, and that'll definitely be up for an Oscar, don't you think?
Totally. Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't see how it couldn't be.
Allegedly.
So if you want to join us here, the number's 347-826-7667. Oh, man. So check this out. Christina, Adriana Rossi?
Who's that bitch?
Isn't that the chick from... No, it's not. God, what's the name of the chick from Dancing with the Stars?
Adriana Patrick. You mean Julianne Hough.
Wait, what's her last name?
Julianne Hough.
No, the Adriana chick.
The Adriana, what's her name? Adriana Patridge from The Hills.
Oh, yeah. Some chick named Adriana Rossi just requested to follow me on Twitter. For some reason, I thought it was that chick. Wonder who this Adriana Rossi baby is. Let's check her out. Is she verified? Oh, no, this is somebody else. I don't know who this is. Adriana Rossi. I like the last name, Rossi. It's an Italian. There's actually a famous Italian film director named Rossi.
Oh,
Oh, damn. She's an entrepreneur, a financial advisor, entertainer, and sports fanatic. Hello, my ideal mate.
Future wife.
Huh? What'd you say?
Future wife.
Oh, my God. She's, like, perfect. And she's Italian. She's totally hot. Here, I'll put her thing in the chat. How did she... First of all, how did I find her? And then why is she following me back? I mean, why not, I guess, huh? Where's the goddamn chat room? All right. Oh, wait. No. Christina, you're not even in the chat room.
I'm going to your Twitter right now.
Oh, it's on my Twitter?
Uh-huh.
She's... Wow. Yeah, so Adriana Rossi. Definitely... Definitely want to be friends with her. Definitely.
Northern friends.
She looks kind of young, though, doesn't she?
Sorry, followers. 651 followers. See, you have, like, way cool followers. Island Records, like, that's just cool.
What records?
You. Island Records.
Island Records follows me?
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I follow them. That's what they do. They just follow you. Follow them and they pay back.
Her stuff is private.
Although, I noticed that I'm not following Karl Rove, but Karl Rove is following me. Isn't that weird?
I don't know.
You don't know who Karl Rove is?
Mm-mm.
Do you know a guy named George W. Bush?
Oh, yeah, sadly.
Okay. Did you ever hear of this guy who they referred to as Bush's, quote, Bush's brain?
Oh, that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of the mastermind behind George Bush and his whole political machine was Karl Rove. He was this senior advisor for basically the... important part of his presidency, the first 6 years. He was basically one of the guys that was one of the dudes in the war room who were helping steer policy, and he along with Dick Cheney potentially colluded to out Valerie Plame. And they had Scooter Libby take the heat for him, for them both. But we digress. We're taking your calls now, for those of you joining us, especially Jason X. Welcome, Jason X. We are here live with Christina Aguilera and Cher. And Cher... And they are joining me here tonight promoting a new film, Burlesque. Yeah, it's coming to the theater. And apparently both, I haven't seen the film yet. I've seen the trailer. Looks great. Looks artsy, looks sexy. But apparently both of these women get naked for a good chunk of the film, at least 75% of the film, these women are naked. So check it out. It's definitely going to sweep the Emmys, and it'll probably win some Grammys and also get a ESPY.
I do want to point out that Beneath Everything is following you, and I love Ronnie Records.
Are you stalking all my followers? I'm actually interested to know who my followers are. I haven't checked. Who else is following me?
Wayne Ghetto. I don't know who that is.
Wayne Ghetto is a friend of the program. I know Wayne.
Girl from Detroit.
Yeah, good friend of the program. Girl from Detroit.
Megaforce Online.
Very intimate with them. Know their work. It's fantastic
Petey
work.
Green.
Petey Green, good friend of the show, Mill Nation. He
Thick
is
things.
Also. Who? Thick Things. Oh, yes. Thick Things, old school BTR friend who would just. Fellow BTR troll, basically. But I've seen her naked on on Yahoo.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she's hot. She's great. She's in the Bay Area, actually. She lives in Sausalito. We're neighbors. Wait. I haven't. Who else?
Also, my boss and really good friend, AJ Sonic.
Who?
AJ Sonic. He was on one of my shows. You guys did the rap battle.
Oh.
Between. Yeah. He used to be my boss. He owns like 5 radio stations when he was like 17.
Hmm.
Just love AJ. And PETA Europe is following you.
Who's that?
PETA.
Who?
PETA. Like, you know, the, I don't know what the, their whole old thing stands for, but like pets, something. Well,
people for the ethical treatment of animals?
Yeah, them.
Oh, yeah, I used to work for them.
Really?
Yeah, I worked for PETA for a little while, doing video.
Anti Records, Island Records, Lay Soul, CJA. Starbucks is following you?
Yeah, I'm following you now, that's why.
And this guy that also follows me, which is verified, and I don't even know who this person is, but apparently he's friends with MC Hammer, Pleasure Ellis.
I don't know what that, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like a rapper or whatever. He follows both of us.
Okay.
I don't.
I can dig it. I can dig it, baby. Okay. Adriana is fantastic. Adriana Rossi, where is she located? There's just nothing else about her. There's no website. There's no location. There's just, she's an enigma. Wrapped up in a mystery. Huh?
She's boring.
Oh, she talks to this one guy all the time. The boy coming at you.
Don't know.
Huh. Interesting.
Or she's a man hiding behind a chick's picture.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe he knows this chick in real life. God, she's cute. She looks young, though. She's probably like 22.
What's wrong with being 22?
Yeah, then.
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with being 22.
How old are you, Vince?
59.
No, you're not.
No, I have no problem with a 22-year-old, as long as they're mature, like say Christina Aguilera here. You know, I mean, you know, act your age, obviously, be young. I encourage anybody and everybody that's in there. That's under the age of 30 to enjoy your 20s now while you can. But also, you know, keep an eye out because they're going to come to an end faster than you can realize it.
Vince, my birthday is this month.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll be 29.
Oh, my God. Now, see, can you attest to how fast your 20s went by?
Yeah.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah, you're right. It is just a number. I agree. I fully support that ideology or whatever you want to call it. But in some instances and to some folks in some scenarios, the number means something.
Yeah.
But it's all good. Don't worry, ladies. Cher, it's fine. It's fine. You can celebrate your and rejoice in your youth.
Yeah.
Actually, early 30s is a lot of fun. It feels like, I mean, you know, 30s are the new 20s, really.
Yeah. I'm not really worried about it.
No, no.
I look at it different, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's another year I got, right?
Like me, look at me. I'm not 60 yet. I'm still 59, bitch.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, wait, am I allowed to say that?
Thank you, very nice.
Very good, Christina. Christina.
Sorry, I honestly have a potty mouth.
I know, you're such a naughty girl, Christina. I think I'm going to have to... Christina, I'm going to have to... Yeah, I'm going to have to... Just bend you over my knee and give you a little whipping.
Okay.
Pull out my paddle. Paddle your booty.
Just a little?
Just a little. Well, Sherry, if you need a paddling too, you're more than welcome.
What do you think?
Well, Sher, I know you are a naughty girl. So I don't think I have to even ask you that.
Wow. I'm too young for this.
It's okay, Christina. It's all right, Christina. You'll figure it out.
My virgin ears.
Yeah. For those of you that are joining us, we are here with the stars of the new film, Burlesque.
Allegedly.
Burlesque. We have with us the stars of that show, Christina Aguilera.
Allegedly.
And Cher.
Allegedly.
And Christina is tweaking. I don't know what her problem is. I think she's on
I
some
just say allegedly. Every time you say it, allegedly.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why you're saying that, but I won't. I mean, it's a free country.
Keep my stash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm all tweaked out on Cher's coke, allegedly.
I could see that, honey. So if you want to join us on the air here, we have some more time with the ladies. I'm going to open up a first bottle of Chianti here and pour a glass for the ladies, and we'll slip into the hot tub here in a bit. If you want to join us in the meantime, the number is 347-826-7667.
I think Ronnie should call in.
I think Ronnie should call in, too.
Hawaii celebrity.
I would love to hear what's going down on the island of whatever, Oahu. Is Oahu? Honolulu is the city. I think it's Oahu is the island. They just had a big... Hawaii just celebrated Pearl Harbor. Yeah. And then right after that was the John Lennon assassination anniversary.
Today.
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
People get all
30 years.
Every year, but every year people, it doesn't even matter that it's 30 years. Every year they talk about it. Every year they make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
And every year the conspiracy theorists come out and comment on it. You know, there's a conspiracy but behind John Lennon's murder,
JFK,
RFK, MLK, you know, there's just Malcolm X. We could just go on for days. Those are just the most notable ones. But anywho, that's another show. Unless Rambo wants to come in and school us and all that, because I'm sure Rambo's down on that shit. Or maybe Rambo just wants to hang out with me and the ladies here. We've got another hour to go, don't we? I don't know. I'm not paying attention.
Christina Aguilera can't stay the whole time because...
I know. No, it's past your bedtime, Christina. I understand. If you need to drop off, it's cool. I know you need to coke up again and go out and party some more. So
yeah.
It's cool. You do your thing. You're Hollywood. You're rocking and rolling. We understand how it is. Cher and I will hang out here and make sweet love to each other while you're gone.
Oh, well, okay. That said, I will be hitting the my bed because I have class in the morning, so, yeah.
Okay.
Take care. Love you guys. We got to do this again sometime.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Cher. Good working with
Bye.
You.
You too.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Good night. There you have it, Christina Aguilera, and the star of the new hit film coming to a movie theater near you. It's Burlesque. You want to check it out, folks. Christina and Cher are pretty much naked 100% of the time in the film. You definitely want to check it out. Cher's tits look great. In fact, I'm going to jerk off to Cher's tits right now. And you're welcome to join me. 347-826-7667 is the number. And if you don't want to join me, well, then... Vincent the Bay back here with you. We're in some weird technical difficulties, and I don't know if that's contributing to people getting bumped out of the chat rooms or whatever, but my Skype connection got dropped, and all the other callers dropped off too. So I don't know what's up. I don't know if this is like some whack BTR funkiness, or maybe it's, maybe not. I don't know. But the show must go on. I'm Vincent the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct. The number 347-826-7667. Thanks to Cher and Christina Aguilera for joining me in the first hour, visiting with them. I know they have busy schedules, and it's really great that they were able to stop by and talk about their upcoming film, Birdalesque. I hope you all check it out. I know I will. But we're going to go into the second hour here in a bit. Would love to have somebody join me in the second hour, perhaps as a guest or a co-host. Usually we build up callers and have a panel discussion in the second hour. But yeah, I don't know if that's not going to happen. We'll just wing it. So I hope you guys can hear me. I'm not muted. I'm on my phone line, and that seems to be working okay. So big ups to Amon A28 and Beneath Everything, aka Ronnie Rucker. Thank you both, hardcore listeners. Appreciate their support and presence here in the chat room. Let's go back to the phones here. And is this Amy?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's my producer, Amy, back on the air. Glad to have you here, honey. You just missed Cher and Christina Aguilera. Did you get to listen to any of that?
I did, but I'm so disappointed I didn't get to call in and talk to them. Such a bummer.
Yeah, that's okay. I took care of it. I was kind of the host. I ran things. It was sort of, we did it sort of Larry King style there for the first hour. yeah, the big, we did, it was like Larry King. You know, we dedicated the whole hour.
Wow.
Burlesque. It was great. And now I don't have anything now. I'm just, we're just gonna wing it here, honey.
What happened to VMAC?
VMAC is an enigma. He just sort of floats in and out.
Yeah.
I think VMAC, the problem with VMAC right now is he's having some technical difficulties. He's like having some issues with his technology. So he's trying to get that together. Like, he doesn't have a computer. You notice you don't see him in the chat room. He just listens on his, he just like, I think he gets the updates that I'm on the air over his phone, and he just calls in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so he just checks in for a little bit, listens, hangs out, and then whatever, he does his thing.
I went to the movies a couple of days ago.
Oh, what'd you see?
The Warrior's Way.
I'm not sure what that is. I haven't really been paying attention to movies at all. What'd you think of that film? What was that all about?
I thought it was really good. It's just basically this warrior who, like, his father brought him up to be like a very, like, just a hard, cold blade killer. He wanted him to be the best warrior or whatever. And he killed like a lot of people. And he killed this infants, like, whole entire family, but, like, he realizes, like, what he's done or whatever, and he's, like, trying to, like, right his wrongs. And, like, he basically, like, he steals his sword or whatever, like, he promises to not use it, like, anymore or whatever, and then, like, he just has to, like, continually, like, travel and not, like, really stop in one place for very long because, like, they're constantly looking for him. But he, like, stops in this, like, really small town of these, like, circus people that are just this hodgepodge group of just really strange people or whatever. And he ends up, like, help fight, like, their battle that they're dealing with or whatever. And he meets a girl and he ends up, like, breaking the seal on his sword. And, like, so they come after him or whatever, and then, like, he has to wander for the rest of his life because they're just constantly hunting him or whatever, so it was good.
And who stars in that film? Anybody we know?
Kate Bosworth is in it, but I can't remember
Bosworth,
the Asian guy's
name.
Is
she the English chick? Kate Bosworth, I gotta look her up. Hang on a second. Oh,
so
Adriana
she's the one that played in Blue Crush, the surfer movie.
Kate Bosworth. She's American or what?
Yeah, she's American.
Blondie, little blondie girl. Never mind. Kate Beckinsale.
Melinda's in the chat now.
Kate Beck. Huh?
I said Melinda's in the chat now.
Hey, Melinda, what's up, baby? Welcome to the program, Melinda. So we're coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to go into hour number two here. Vince in the Bay with you. My producer Amy is here with me. She's reviewing this film that she just saw starring Kate Bosworth. I guess we're just doing movie reviews for this whole goddamn program. Yeah, if you're just joining us, the first hour we had Christina Aguilera and Cher with us promoting their new film, Burlesque. That's in theaters now, so sorry if you missed that. When the program's over, we encourage you to go back to the archives, listen to the first half of the program. We had an in-depth discussion with both of those fine women who are in that engaging film in which apparently they are both naked about 95% of the time in the film. So
definitely
look
there.
Forward to. And apparently it's up for 12 Oscar nominations.
Oh, yeah.
And also
it's still Oscar-worthy.
It's up for some Emmys, and it's up for a Peabody, I think. And with that, we're going to take a break here. We're going to listen to something new here, some new music in there, heavy in rotation here on Disorderly Conduct. This is a new track that just got released on iTunes, the first single off of the Memorial's new record that's coming out January 18th. They're doing a record release party in Oakland, and they're going on a two-month tour to promote their new record. And this is the first single. We go to war right here on Disorderly Conduct. We'll be right back.
I need a run.
from Oakland, California, the Memorials with their first single, We Go to War, which epic rocking track there. Really stoked on that that record coming out. And they just posted their tour dates. They're doing a record release. It's the first night of their tour. It's the hometown opening night at the New Parish in Oakland. That should be an amazing show. I'm going to probably try to get there to see that. And I would encourage you to check out the Memorials if they come to your town, which I think they're doing. They're doing pretty much every spot in the entire upper 48 or lower 48. Is it upper or lower 48? I don't even remember. But sorry, Ronnie, they're not coming to Hawaii. And sorry, Sarah Palin and Bristol, they're not coming to Alaska. But they're playing everywhere else in the continental United States. So, yeah, thanks, Ronnie Rucker and producer Amy are throwing up metal horns in the chat room. I appreciate that. Rocking out there. It's a great track. So, yeah, you guys should just try downloading that track. Support the Memorials. They're going on tour. They're comprised of the nucleus is three members. The guy who sort of was the genesis of the project is the drummer, Thomas Pridgen, who is notorious for being the last drummer for the Mars Volta. He left the Mars Volta last year, and then he started. This is his new personal band, his new project that he's doing. He's diving straight into. And he's recruited Vivica Hawkins, the singer. She's also from Oakland. Both Thomas and Vivica are Bay Area. And then they added this third dude who I can't think of his name. I think it's Nick Brewer or something like that. Brewster. I forgot his last name. Nick is the third guy. He's from back east. He's from like South Carolina. I guess Thomas and Nick met years ago at Berklee School of Music back in, I guess it's Massachusetts. And Thomas Pridgen is just this amazing child prodigy drummer extraordinaire that came up in the Oakland church circuit, church musician circuit, and played with the Coup, came up playing with the Coup, playing with church bands, playing with he got a big break working with Keisha Cole. He did he was like a musical director for Keisha Cole. He was doing a lot of R&B and hip hop stuff, and then he got sucked into the Mars Volta. It was the Mars Volta's drummer for like two solid years, I think. Recorded with them, and I think won a Grammy with them. He's a Grammy winner, so he's a sick drummer. You can definitely hear it there on that. but yeah, that's the shit right there. Check them out. And maybe I'll go into another track from the Memorials. This is a track called West Coast. They have a video for it on the internet. They have a video for both songs, We Go to War and West Coast. I think you just go to YouTube and put the Memorials in there, you'll find it. But here's another track from the Memorials, West Coast, right here in Disorderly Conduct, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince of the Bay back here with you. Disorderly Conduct, the program. We just did a little double shot there of the memorials. I urge you all to go on iTunes and download the track. There's two tracks. There's a long version, the one I just played there, which is like 27 minutes long, I think. And then there's a shortened version, the radio edit, that's 3 minutes long. So it cuts out the distortion in the middle, I think. But check them out. Moving along. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. If you'd like to join me here on the airwaves, we have 40 minutes to fulfill every desire and fantasy that you could possibly imagine right here live on the air. That's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. We can make sexy right here on the airwaves. So if you want to do that, all you have to do is call 347-826-7667. I'm looking at you, Melinda. you know what I'm talking about. Would love to have you call in. This would be the best time for me to call in, too, because it's just me and Ronnie. Ronnie doesn't give a shit. And there's no one angry Jew. And if I could get Melinda to call in and Melinda, if you could just call in for just a minute, you don't even have to answer a question. You can just say something. Just verify that you're Melinda. And you can even just like say, fuck you to the one angry Jew or whatever. But it'd be so awesome if you could do that. And then, and then when one angry Jew can listen to the archives and he can see like the one time he decided not to try to sabotage my show, Melinda called in. That would be hot, don't you think? And Ronnie would be here to witness it. I think that would be cool. Any hoot. Moving along. Oh, so I had a fantastic day. I woke up today. I was in a different county today. I woke up in Mendocino County this morning, and had a nice little leisurely drive back to the Bay Area. Drove over the Golden Gate Bridge today. That was cool. What else did I do? I worked today. I got a haircut today. I shaved. I took a shower. I had a very productive day. It was actually quite glorious. So I'm really happy to be able to unwind here with Melinda and Ronnie. I can't think of two BTR folks that I feel more comfortable with. But it's cool. You don't have to call in, Melinda. I mean, it's no pressure. It's just great having you here, really. It's all that matters is that you're here. And Warrior Chad has joined us. Welcome, Warrior Chad. Great to have you here on Disorderly Conduct. This is pretty much anything goes, bro. We're a live call-in show. That's the format, basically. We take calls, and the caller sort of dictates where we go. Sometimes people want to suggest topics. I'm open to topics. If you want to talk about, there's something that's on your mind that you want to share or want to get off your chest, or you want to give us your angle on, I know there's a lot of people, there's a lot of, there seems to be a lot of folks on BTR personalities, if you will, that have some issues with not being able to fulfill, like I think a lot of people call into shows, and usually they try to call into like the popular shows. Everybody wants to call in, everybody wants to get on the air, and they get on the air and they get a chance to say something, and then they're muted, and they get forgotten about, and they're frustrated because they had a great point they were going to make, and God darn it, gosh dang it. The host just didn't understand me, just didn't give me enough time to explain my opinion. So that's where I come into play. You know, you're disgruntled, you're frustrated, you really want to get something off your mind, you want people to hear it, you come here. You can do it here. It's kind of like the concept I had with the Mega Show. I used to do a Mega Show, and the concept was that just a megaphone. You just come in here, slide in here, and just spout about whatever. Somebody like Melinda can go in the chat room, you know, and post something about Michelle Obama's wardrobe choices. You know, that's anything goes. This is, we're shaking and baking here, kids. anywho. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to join me on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/VTOCCE. That's V as in Vince in the Bay, T as in Tom, O-C-C-E. Vince in the Bay. I'm sorry. Or you can, if you're on BTR, you can just search for Vince in the Bay. Kind of hard to find my show, though. It's tough when you're on the underground here on BTR, blacklisted. I'm still, you know, I get these Rambo and some of these other people send me or post on Facebook, you know, the ratings for their category that they're in. I looked on comedy, which I've been in the comedy category for about 3 weeks now, I think. And I think I'm in the top 10, or maybe 11 or 12. I'm somewhere around 10, 11, 12, somewhere around there. I'm on the first page. There's like 20,000 pages, and I'm on the first page that you go to for top rated comedy. So that's good, and that's attributed to you folks listening and pleasuring yourself with me while I'm pleasuring myself, and therefore I get high ratings, and makes me want to pleasure myself even more. Hence, you want to pleasure yourself more. It's a win-win-win situation. I hope you've all brought your lube, body oil, or other forms of lubrication, lotion, petroleum jelly, is that what that's called? Whatever, that stuff that I like to use. I like to use the Vaseline. That's where it's at. It's Vaseline. When you need to take care of the pipes, I can be a spokesperson. I would love for... Oh, Angel says people are starting to annoy. Oh, Angel, see, did you just hear me, Angel? I was just saying that if you're frustrated or something, and obviously people are annoying you, you should call into my show and let it out, Angel. Go on a limb here. Angel sounds like a chick, maybe. Angel. I don't know. It sounds like a chick's name, but it could be a dude's name. Who knows? Angel. Oh, wow. Speak of an angel. No way. That's. Are you real, Angel? She's cute. She's got something interesting in her on her BTR profile. If you don't mind, Oh, she's on here. Oh, my God. Angel, it's Adriana Rossi. There we go. Angel, I'm sorry, Angel. I'm just... Yeah, I know you're not a dude. Yeah, we're friends on Twitter now. That's so crazy. You weren't listening earlier, were you, Angel? Because earlier in the program, I was talking about you because you added me on... I guess I followed you on Twitter first, and then you just followed me. And I was commenting to Christina earlier that I was like, who's this? Adriana. And, yeah, so anyways, you should listen to the archives. I don't want to get into it now. You should just listen to the archives. That's all I can say. Yeah, I totally started following you. Obviously, I don't know how I found you. You must have been on BTR at some point, and I don't know. I'm just chatting with you. You know what I do? I'm kind of a BTR whore this way. I add people. Anybody in the chat room that I find interesting or says anything that I think in any way would add to that I would like to have in my chat room on my show, which is kind of almost everybody, but I'm totally like that. I try to steal listeners from other shows. You know, I'll go. Who knows? I probably went into some show that NJ was listening to. And shamelessly dropped the link to my show. But anyways, obviously Anjay's here. And listening, it's great to have you here. Adriana, it's a great name, Rossi. Good Italian name, just like mine. I'm Toce, you're Rossi. Actually, my name is T-O-C-C-E. But it was really supposed to be T-O-C-C-I. yes. Angel. Yes, I like your profile. Yes, I do. Yes, very much. I like your bio, though. It's... entrepreneur, financial advisor, entertainer, and sports fanatic. What more do you want? It's like perfect. Financial advisor. I love that. I'm so fascinated with economics, finance. It's like a not so exact science from what I can tell. Like, I love watching CNBC. I love watching Bloomberg. I love watching Fox Business. I love following the market on the internet. I can be a junkie that way. I haven't been following the market so close lately. I've been definitely been keeping an eye on commodities like gold, which is just absolutely skyrocketing. But yeah. You got it good, Adriana. Angel says she tells other people to let her spend money. That's what it's all about. Spending other people's money. Isn't that a Woody Allen film? Other people's money? It should be. It probably isn't. I don't know. But Adriana, it says you're in location USA. Are you not divulging where in the United States you're from exactly? And entertainer. I'd love to have you on the show. What, your sports fanatic? You should come on my show and be like my sports correspondent. VMAC's kind of like the closest thing I have to that right now. But VMAC's more into like his hip-hop and you know, he's trying to get on chicks and stuff, and he'll come on and ask me how the Raiders are doing, just sort of to be nice. And he, you know, he genuinely is trying to be into it and stuff, but I have a feeling you're a go-getter and you'd probably be better suited for that. Adriana, I could totally see you on the sidelines on for ESPN or ABC or whatever, doing what Aaron Andrews does. Absolutely. You're really hot. You're really young. I mean, what do you got to be? You got to be like, what, 24? Yeah, Angel, I'll let you take over my show anytime. People complain that I let people take over my show sometimes. Like, you know, like One Angry Jew last night was going off for a while. And you're 38? No way. That's crazy. We're almost the same age. We're basically the same age. I'm 37, but I'm almost 38. But you didn't hear that from me, kids. Everybody in here is cool, so that's all right. But yeah, I'm 37. And, wow, Adriana, you look great for 38. You look really young. You look amazing. You should really be, seriously, you should, you know, if you're 38 and you're rocking that, you're probably really, you seem like you're really smart. You probably, you'd be awesome on the sidelines of, like, you know, let's put it this way. You should be a chick that should have some peeping Toms like me, like trying to, like paparazzi wannabes trying to film you through holes in your hotel rooms. You know what I'm saying? That's what you need. And then you'll be on, and then I'll, boom, suddenly, out of nowhere, Adriana Rossi, international sensation, exposed by TMZ, but now is on Dancing with the Stars. Honestly, Adriana, when you first added me on Twitter, that's who I thought you were. I thought you were one of that Dancing with the Stars chick. Because it just says on your thing, it just says Adriana R. And I was like, oh, no way. Is that the... Because I'm following you. I could have sworn the chick that was in Dancing with the Stars and Christine was talking to me. We were just talking about this. That Adriana is the name of one of those chicks that was on Dancing with the Stars with the Stars this year, and I thought that was you. And there's pictures, your picture's like really small, and like from far away, it looks like you might as well be that chick. You know what I'm saying? Yes, amen, sister. 38 is not old. Amen. Preaching to the choir, sister. Yeah, seriously. 38 is the new 28. You know what I mean? We're all young and hurt. But, oh, that's great. I'm glad, Adriana, that you were able to... Oh, awesome. Adriana wants to work for NBC, a.k.a. General Electric, a.k.a. she's a communist. Hello! And she's modeling. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can totally see that. Modeling for sure. If your brains match the exterior, you're probably the complete package. The only thing I don't see here, and I would love to see a picture of... This might be pushing it. I don't know. You seem pretty reserved. I don't see your hands. I would love to see your hands. Is that weird? Is that an odd request? Could you just, is there any way you could like private message me this or something? A picture of your hands? Adriana wants to run the country and blow up other countries. Yeah, so you want to be able to put your finger on the button, right? Okay. Just out of curiosity, what does your finger look like? Can I see a picture? I have to admit, Adriana, seriously, between you and I, I like hands. I have a hand fetish. I shouldn't really talk because right now I have this hideous middle finger right now in my right hand. I was putting away some stickers into a really hard case, and the top of the case smashed down on top of my finger and totally just destroyed it. And that whole fingernail is just black. And so it looks kind of gnarly. And I was thinking I should, and people like trip out on it. I know they do. And I'm getting all self-conscious about it now. And I've been thinking about coloring it, you know, just fuck it. You know, it's already black. Just might as well just get some nail polish and color my nails black and make them all match, you know. But then I thought that would be even more kind of weird and trippy, you know, call way too much attention to it. So I forgave that. But anyways, I think I have pretty normal hands. I mean, they're not the greatest, but I have a hand fetish. I've always had a hand fetish. And usually I can tell with, you know how chicks can sort of tell within the first, oh, wow, she says no nail polish. That's good. So you don't do the tips, those French tips, those white things. Oh, I hate those. I'm sorry. If you do, no offense, all due respect, I think it's gross. I think it's gnarly. I think it's weird, and I think the more gaudy it is, the fucking freakier it is, and the less attractive I think it is, quite frankly. Like, some girls, they'll have it, like, grown out, and I was just like, I was imagining her without it. She probably got really nice hands without that crap. But I like just all natural, just your natural hands, well taken care of, just well clipped. Nothing too crazy, nothing grown out, nothing gaudy and weird with weird, you know, okay, fine, you color them a little bit once in a while, whatever. But just like this extends and these things, and some chicks have these little studded little things in there, and there's like swirls, and there's, you know, whatever. It's just they can design whatever they want into their nails now. It's disgusting. I hate it. It's gross. Be banned forever. Anyways, so yeah, I'm obsessed with hands. And I just like nice, well taken care of hands. And I dated this one girl, and she was really fun. I had a really good time with her, and we partied, and we had a really good connection. We were like kindred spirits as far as like, you know, personality. Like, we had the same good sense of humor, and we had a really good time together all the time. But she was a whore, and I was a whore at the time. And so it didn't work out. But I think I knew from right away that it wasn't good. She wasn't ultimately going to be right for me because she had weird-looking hands. Like, not all of her, actually. The only thing weird about her hands is one of her hands, she had this weird thumb that was like, it was like a suction cup. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you've seen people, like, randomly. Some people, I have other friends that have these suction cup thumbs, too. They're like this weird, like, flattened out, like, pudgy thumb. And it's really creepy. And usually people have matching ones. But this chick didn't. She just had one of them. And from the get-go, I was like, okay, that one thumb is, that's weird. Why is that, like, I don't understand. Like, did they not suck their thumb enough? Or did they suck their thumb too much? Or, like, how did that happen? How did that work out like that? And some people have them, some people don't. But they're very rare. But every once in a while, I'll notice it. You know what I'm talking about? The suction cup. The suction cup thumbs. You know what I'm talking about. That's the way I know how to describe them. The suction cup thumbs. You know what I mean, though. Uh, So I'm sorry, Adriana, if you have suction cup thumbs. I don't mean any disrespect. I'm sure you're a wonderful woman, and I'm sure you'll find somebody with as equally as wonderful that also has suction cup thumbs. Because I think they should that should be a checkbox on dating sites. Do you have suction cup thumbs? Yes. Oh wow. Because rarely. Because I bet you on average. Because I went to this cafe in San Francisco a couple days ago, and this chick behind the counter had suction cup thumbs. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my god. I had to go to my ex girlfriend. I had to go on Facebook and send a message to my friend saying, my ex girlfriend saying that. Oh my god. This chick at this cafe has your thumbs. Oh my, OMFG. Angel reports that toe thumbs. Yeah, toe thumbs. Yeah, that's kind of what I mean, toe thumbs. Or maybe, I don't know, but apparently Megan Fox has really fucked up thumbs. That's not surprising for some reason. You know what? I'd have to find them. I don't know. Google suction cup thumbs. I don't know. That's just how I describe them. Because my friend Dave, growing up, had the same kind of thumbs. And the other chick, Karen, had them too. And I actually made out with Karen in the movies one time. Full disclosure. But that was when I was like 16. I do have a history with suction cup thumb females. But I don't know. Suction cup thumbs. What do you want? That should be a band. There probably is a band. The Suction Cup Thumbs. Yeah, they're going to be at the Treasure Island Music Fest this year, opening for MGMT. Yeah, the Suction Cup Thumbs. They're probably like electronica, indie rock shit. In fact, yeah, I put some right here. Here, I'm going to put some right now. Check it out. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. There's only 14 minutes left. 14 minutes for Angel to bless me with her voice. Angel, if you want to call in, make it happen now, sister. Let's get this party started, if you know what I'm saying. This is Vince of the Bay. I'll be right back.
My baby came down from Romania. She was a queen of Tanzania.
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince and the Bay back here with you to disorderly conduct the program. We got 10 minutes left in the show. Big thanks to Adriana Rossi, the one and only, joining us here on disorderly conduct. Thanks for Ronnie. Thanks to Ronnie for coming through, aka Beneath Everything. Check out his radio, or his podcast slash video show Saturday nights. Just check him out, Beneath Everything Radio. Big ups to Angel. And I want to read your, honey, I want to read your little, since you're not calling in, I'm going to have to read your BTR profile thing. It says, over 5,000 years ago, Moses said to the children of Israel, pick up your shovels, mount your asses and camels, and I will lead you to the promised land. Nearly 75 years ago, when welfare was introduced, Roosevelt said, lay down your shovels, sit on your asses and light a camel. This is the promised land. Today, Obama has stolen your shovel, taxed your asses, raised the price of camels, and mortgaged the promised land. I was so depressed last night talking about health care plans, the economy, the wars, lost jobs, savings, the Social Security, retirement funds, so on and so forth. I called a suicide hotline. And I had to press 1 for English. I was connected to a call center in Pakistan. I told them I was silent. They got excited and asked if I could drive a truck. Is it true? Are you pulling my leg here, Adriana? Did you make that up? If so, you're brilliant. You're hired. Follow her on Twitter. If you guys are in the chat in there, check on Twitter. Angel. Honey, you do look like an angel. No, no argument here. And Angel, you have 5 minutes to join me here live. If you want, you can just call in. You don't have to be on the broadcast on the air. You can call in the overtime round. I don't know if you're how familiar you are with BTR. Maybe you have a show. If you have a show, you should promote it. But Angel, you know about the overtime thing where like my show is going to end at 5 minutes here. It's going to stop broadcasting, but whoever calls into the show with me will continue on for another hour over time that will be recorded live, and then when the archives play back, it will be played as one continuous sort of podcast. So maybe you want to join me for the overtime period. We can do the post-game wrap-up. Maybe you want to do that. Since you are a field reporter, you can comment on... You missed the first part of the show. The first part of the show, we had Cher and Christina Aguilera on the program promoting their new film, Burlesque. Burlesque? Is that it? Yeah. Apparently these two women are naked through the entire film. From beginning to end, wall to wall, they are naked in the film. And apparently they have sex pretty much the whole time. And it's for multiple Oscars, 15 Golden Globes, 20 Emmys, and a Peabody. Check it out. But interesting. You sound, you've piqued my interest here, Adriana. You're too good to be true. You must be CIA or something. You're an operative. I'm on to you. Yeah, her movies do suck. Cher's movies do suck. Angel says Cher's movies suck. Yeah, they do. But yeah, I was talking about the overtime. If you want to join me for the post-game wrap-up, you can call in now, and you can just stay silent, and I can bring you on after, and we can chat. That'd be cool. If not, if you want to promote your show or whatever, I can talk about it on the air. Because a lot of people don't stay up and listen to the show live, and they'll listen to it the next day on the archives. And maybe you want to get out your information. If you do a show on here, I don't know what's up. But definitely looking for a field reporter if you'd like to report on my field, if you don't know what I'm saying. Anywho, either way, honey, it's been a pleasure to have you with me here in the chat room for the last for the second hour. Unfortunately, we didn't have anybody call in the second hour. It was just me blabbering on about nothing, about suction cup thumbs. That'll be a good one. But suction cup thumbs deserve to be acknowledged, you know? Those people are, they're human beings like all of us. All right, I have a caller. He is up. I'm going to assume they want to talk. We got a minute to go. Caller, your hand is up. You've got 30 seconds. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, Vinny.
Adriana?
Yeah, it's me.
OMFG.
How the hell are you?
I'm doing so much better now that you're here.
Yeah, I got 30 seconds and I'm here.
Well, you can stay longer than 30 seconds, I hope.
You know, I'm in Ohio. It is 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, and you stayed up for me?
Yeah, I stayed up for you. That works.
Wow.
I'll go with that. Yeah.
You're
in California, so you have no snow. Meanwhile, I have like 10 inches of snow out there.
No, I have plenty of Coke. We got tons of it. Do you want some?
Nah, ha, ha, ha. I'm talking about real snow. It's like 20 degrees, 10 inches of snow. I'm coming out there. Move over. I'm coming to the couch. Remember,
right.
You were on a live stream and looking for somebody to be on the couch. Here I come.
Oh, yeah. You're more than welcome to take a spin on the casting couch. I have no problem with it. I'm a ardent supporter of the couch surfers. Oh, 10 seconds to go with the live broadcast. Thanks, Melinda, for tuning in. You're awesome. I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't post any gross, weird links in my chat room, though. Thanks, everyone else, for tuning in. The live show broadcast.
Yeah, thanks everybody for coming to our show.
Yeah, I couldn't. Adriana couldn't do it without me.
Yeah, you're a good sidekick.
Yeah, I do my best.
I think that's it, right? We're off now.
Yeah, yeah, it's just you and me now.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. So, that's my computer replaying the show from last night that I did from where did I do the show from last night? Ukiah. You ever been to Ukiah?
No, I don't even know where that is.
It's in Northern California. It's like between San Francisco and Eureka, which is like the biggest municipality in you know, way Northern California in Humboldt County. It's like way up there, like almost, you know, close to the Oregon border.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to California?
Yeah, I lived in San Diego for about a month and a half. I was with a guy there.
Mm-hmm. That didn't work out, I take it.
No, I didn't like California. Yeah. You got to get out of California, up north and east.
Where it's cold as fuck? Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, we do have summer here sometime for like a month.
Yeah, I'll come visit you then.
Yeah, you can come here in the summertime.
Sure, no problem.
Actually, this year I don't really mind the snow because, you know, we've been sled riding and I was on ice skates for the first time. I said, I can really walk on level ground. You know, I'm always bumping into stuff, but I did pretty good on the ice skates. Yeah, if Vince Neil can get on ice skates, did you see that? Skating with the Stars? Did they already start that? Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. I only seen the first one. I keep missing it. But I figure if that old coot can do it.
Does Vince Neil? I haven't seen it yet. Does Vince Neil still have gray hair?
Yeah, he's got a bit blonde, but I mean, it just doesn't look good because he's so pale and so wrinkly now. It's, you know.
Yeah, he's just beyond repair at this point.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
The drugs really tore him up.
Yeah. He's still getting a paycheck, and I think Motley Crue is still touring. Good for him. He's getting paid, and he's working.
And Tommy Lee's he's like all bones, but his skin is saggy, so all those tattoos just look terrible. Oh, God.
Yeah, he looks like something out of The Hobbit. I think he's going to play The Hobbit in the next movie. No CGI whatsoever. It's just he's just going to just take off his clothes.
I think Motley Crue and the Rolling Stones will be dead, and just their bones will be up there playing on stage. What do you think?
Yeah. That's basically what you get when you go to a Rolling Stones show these days.
Yeah.
I think Keith Richards has been legally dead since 1992.
Oh, that'd be funny. I would go to their concert just to, you know, see. I'd take, like, a glow-in-the-dark skeleton and... So.
It's not the Grateful Dead. It's
So what's going on in California? Good there.
It's getting cold and rainy, and
oh God, what's cold? Like 60?
It's yeah. It was like 62. I think today it was overcast and drizzled a little bit. So,
Aww. Oh
man,
poor baby.
Enough. I had to put on a layer of clothing today. It was rough.
Yeah, I could imagine. Try 20 degrees and 10 inches of snow, then tell me it's rough.
I don't know why you people do it. Why do you do it? Just get the fuck out of there.
Well, what are we supposed to do? All head west and south and...
All right, wait. I want to know, what was your quote? I read your quote. Did you hear me reading your quote?
Mm-hmm.
What was that all about? Explain that to me.
On my BTR?
Yeah.
Well, what don't you get? I mean, it's true, you know. Look at what Obama's done to everybody. First there was welfare, now, you know, it's going to be pretty soon no welfare, no retirement, no Social Security for the seniors and the disabled. And, you know, you got to press one for English and everything, you know. I mean, I am full-blooded Italian, so if I go to the store, everything has English and Spanish. So I'm Italian. Put Italian on there. If not, it's discrimination, you know. So I think if you're in this country, I shouldn't have to press one for English. I shouldn't see English and Spanish on everything. They shouldn't be teaching kids in school English and Spanish. Then give them other options, Italian, Hebrew, you know, whatever. So it just, it really pisses me off, honestly. So, and Muslims, I don't like Muslims. If it were up to me, I would just take all of our troops out of the Middle East and just bomb the hell out of it and just level it. You know, women, children, I don't care, because those children are future terrorists. So let's just level it out. Let's get rid of all the Muslims. I'm pretty mean.
But tell us how you really feel, though.
What?
How do you really feel, though, about the Muslims? What is it? What is it exactly that? Where's this all coming from exactly?
Yeah, well, it's from 9/11. You know, I lost 3 family members in that, so that's how I feel.
Oh, so you're directly affected by it?
Yeah, yeah. I lost 2 uncles and an aunt. You know, one of my uncles was literally flattened like a pancake. They found only body parts of one of my uncles, and they found my aunt, her remains, you know. So, yeah, I don't like any Muslims. I don't care who they are. You know, so that's how I feel about that. I say kill them all and let God sort it out.
So how do you feel about... the United States just, I don't know if you heard about this, but the United States just recently, a couple months ago, inked a deal to sell something like $90 billion worth of F-15 fighter jets to Saudi Arabia, also throwing in something like 84 Apache helicopters. And all this going on right around the time that for some reason everybody decided to talk about the 9/11 mosque, which had been in the news for a year already. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, people want to talk about that. And very, very quietly, while everybody's going off about that, they announced a deal with Saudi Arabia, and nobody's talking about it. Like supposedly... what, 16 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, and everybody's
and
all tripping up.
And they just decided to do this.
And they're gonna give these people who rammed planes into our buildings, they're gonna give these people a bunch of fighter jets now.
Yeah.
What are they gonna do with those?
Yeah, put them into more of our buildings. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the United States anymore. I mean, I used to be so proud, you know, to be an American citizen. Now I'm like, I'm from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. I'm from Italy.
Do you know what part of Italy you're from?
Well, you know, my family does come from, like, Sicily and Rome and stuff, but, you know, it's just... I don't know. This is just horrible here, what's going on with this country. It's just falling apart. Yeah.
I think you're seeing, I think you, where you're at, you're probably more on the front, probably closer to the front lines than I am, for sure.
Why do you say that?
Well, I live in the Bay Area. And let's say, like, the big mortgage and foreclosure crisis that sort of been ongoing, I guess, wasn't even a speed bump for the most of the housing market in the Bay Area. It's so pricey here to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, people in other parts of the country are having, they're seeing just whole parts of the city just completely empty. Like there's whole neighborhoods in Baltimore that are just empty.
Yeah, but this is
And you know, I don't know if you know, and people don't talk about New Orleans. Like people have been talking about New Orleans, but not all those neighborhoods are built back yet. There's still like tons of neighborhoods that are just not there anymore, and nobody knows when they'll ever come back.
I was down there. I went down right after Katrina tore it up. I went down there. I took like 5 semis full of like bottled water, canned goods, you know, whatever, toilet paper.
Wow.
You know, just blankets, whatever, just tons of stuff. And I was down there for about a month. And, you know, I took, like, some of my employees, and we did a lot of work down there. And then I went down, like, 2 years later. And there's still neighborhoods that are just in shambles. You know, it's just, it's terrible. People are still homeless. You know, I mean, families, like, kids living on the streets, you know, fighting people for food, robbing people because they don't have money, their families don't have jobs, they don't have homes, they don't have clothes, kids, they don't have shoes, you know? And it's just, it's terrible. I'm like, where is all that money? It's supposed to be coming from the government to help these people. Where is that money? And where? And they said that they're paying out. Where? Who are they paying to? Because there's so many people like that that's just destitute down there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. I mean, you don't know where the money's going that they're saying they're paying out these millions and millions of dollars.
It's an amazing. It really is. When you look at the whole cross section of the United States and all the different demographics and different economies and whole communities that were sort of premised on a certain industry that's just not there anymore. I don't know how close you've been to something like that, but I'm sure you've seen some sort of dip in industrial work over the past 10 years or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Around here, I live close to the Cleveland area. I live in the suburbs of Cleveland, and you see so many homes that are for sale or foreclosed on. You know, but that part for me, being a businesswoman, is kind of good because I'm buying up real estate like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
Because eventually, you know, it might take 5, it might take 10 years.
Exactly.
It's going to build back up.
You're long term. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a buyer's market for sure.
I know people, a lot of people, like, you know, I do financial advising and planning and stuff, and people were panicking and pulling out of the stock market, and I said, look, you know, if you're close to retirement, okay, that's one thing. Then let's pull out your stocks, okay? But, you know, if you're like our age or even younger, you know, let's say just leave it there. You know, let's move some things around maybe, but just leave it there because, you know, in like 10 years, it's going to rebuild, you know. So let's just move some things around or leave it where it is and just leave it there because the worst thing you can do, being our age or younger, is just pull everything out because then you're just going to have money that's just sitting there. Or you're just going to have money that you're just going to spend, and then you're going to have nothing. You know,
I wish I would have done.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, that's Hello. Better.
Okay. You know what I wish I would have done?
What?
3 years ago, bought